Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of New You City Chat. I am Danielle Mercurio, and I am so excited to be with you all right here, right now. We have a really beautiful show lined up for this evening, and I'm just really just all day I've been feeling the energy just building up. There's something really special about the shows that I do, and not only because I feel really great that I have the opportunity that I get to do them, and also because I get to share my voice with everyone that listens, and I also get to give light to the people that I find really fascinating in this world that I think have a beautiful message to share as well, and get to have them on as my guests and let them speak what comes from their mind, their soul, their heart, and share it all with you. So it all just comes full circle, and sometimes I just stop and I reflect and I think about that, and it just really makes me feel happy, if you will, and just feeling the love and everything in that regard. So I'm just really feeling the good energy of this evening. I'm already feeling the energy of everyone that's listening, so just good vibes all around. So again, like I said, this is New You City Chat, and if it's your first time listening, welcome. I'm so glad that you could join. And a little bit about me. Like I said, my name is Danielle Mercurio. I'm a lifestyle coach here in New York City, and my company is New You City. And I work with individuals that are in a city, and maybe they're feeling a little bit overwhelmed. Maybe they thought it wasn't exactly what they thought it was going to be. Or maybe it is what they thought it was going to be, but something still isn't quite right. So, you know, the city can be a very chaotic place. It can be a little bit overstimulating, and you need to just find your center. It's a very great moment in your life when you figure out where it is you want to be, but sometimes we don't always know who we want to be in it, and that's where I come in. So I work with individuals that are looking to take those extra steps into making their dreams their reality today. And on the show, I like to bring on different people that can help you do that. And for those of you that have been following me for a while, welcome back. I'm so glad that you are tuning in yet again. You're wonderful. And you'll remember if you listen to my show in the new year, I don't even remember what I called it at this point, but it was all about learning how to set your goals in a reasonable way for the upcoming year ahead and not to get too overwhelmed and things of that nature. And one of the things I had put that I wanted to try Kundalini, and at the time I didn't even know how to say it. I was like, I know it rhymes with linguine, and that was the only way I could remember how to say it. But I knew I wanted to do it because I knew that throughout the past few years, I've become more spiritual, I've become more dedicated to my meditation practice, and something inside of me was telling me to explore this, and that it was going to bring it that much further. And it really has. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about why in a moment, as well as bring on our guest. And speaking of our guest, I met her actually through the Instagram community. It's so interesting because a lot of times I'll talk about social media and I'll say, you know, how it hurts us and how it kind of, you know, makes us have, you know, gets our ego a little bit too involved in things, makes us have that fear of missing out, makes us stalk other people, makes us worry about how we're perceived. But in other ways, it brings people together. It brings you together with people that maybe you knew and you lost touch with and you're able to reconnect. It also brings you with new people. And I found that through Instagram. It was a place for me to just share photos of whatever I was feeling for the day or whatever kind of spoke to my soul and write a little bit about it. And just my thoughts and my feelings. And through the process, you get to meet other people that really share the same vision as you, that enjoy what you're saying, that encourage you to keep going. And I've never really had that with my coaching in that way. So I've had it with people physically, live, in person, or telling me verbally, but not on a social media platform in this way. So I find it really magical, and I think it's really great that I've been able to kind of, you know, build a beautiful list of followers and then also in turn follow some really beautiful, amazing people as well. And that's how I met our guest Kayla tonight. And it's interesting, I was just talking to her last night to prep for the show, and she's like, you know, it was only a few weeks ago that I found you. And I was like, oh my goodness, really? Like, I thought that she and I had been following each other for like months now, but it's only been a few weeks. But in that time span, I just kind of noticed her posting certain things and vice versa, and just really enjoyed her energy, her spirit. I told her the other day I felt that she has this divine attitude, and I thought it was really special. So I wanted to see if she could come on the show, and it worked out really well because literally just the other day I kind of had a last-minute opening for this, and I was sitting and just kind of questioning the universe, you know, who should I have on? And sometimes it can be a little overwhelming, and is it going to be too last minute? And I reached out to her, and right away she came back and was so excited to do this with me. So I'm so excited. I'm so excited for you to meet her, engage in her energy, and listen to her beautiful story and her message that she has to share. So before we get officially started, a little bit about the logistics of the show. So clearly you're on the air right now. And there are other ways that you can communicate with us throughout as well. There is, if you're on the via the computer, you can see, if you scroll down on the page, there should be like a chat room. You can participate with us in the chat room. And the great thing is you can be anonymous, so you don't have to feel that you know, anyone knows who you are or anything like that. If you want to ask a question, if you want us to repeat something, if you just really like something we said or have something that you'd like to add further, feel free to use us as the platform to do that. In addition, you can also call in. The number is 646-716-9397. And if you'd like to speak with us, we'll open the lines at certain points. You can just hit the number 1, and that will open up the lines for you. And we're also, you know, like I said, we're both on Instagram. So if you want to post a little picture and tag us throughout the show, that would be really fun, and we would absolutely adore that. My handle is at New You City, and Kayla's is at C Kayla Love. That's SEEKAYLALOVE. And then before I officially bring her on, I just want us to start with a little bit of a meditation to clear our minds from the day. Maybe you had a stressful day at work. Maybe you had just kind of the end of the day frazzledness that kind of seems like everything piles on right when you're about to walk out the door. And this is a time for you to relax and to enjoy and to treat your mind, your body, and your soul as something special and something interesting. So I want us to just kind of relax into that before we get into our juicy subject matter. So what I'm going to do is, like I said, Kundalini is something that I had started practicing, and it's a whole new way for me to meditate. It brings in completely new elements that I never thought of before, but it's brought such mind and body expansion as well. So I wanted to do something a little bit different and use one of the meditations that I have found with you. And it actually comes from Gabby Bernstein, which some of you may know. I really, really dig what she does. And I saw her talk, and she had done this with us. So I thought I would have you do that and get a little bit of a taste of what it's like. All right, so to get started, we want to, and also, side note, I know sometimes when people listen to this show, they are driving. So if you're driving, just listen, you know, just focus on a nice, easy breath. Clearly, we don't want you on the road with your eyes closed or zoning out. So just kind of take it in, listen, let yourself go to a relaxed state, and you can always try it once you get home. Okay, so if you are in a chair, I want you to just sit up nice and straight. And if you'd like, you could also sit on the floor cross-legged in easy pose. You just want to be comfortable but alert. Now with your hands, I want you to touch the tip of your pointer finger to the tip of your thumb with the rest of your fingers held straight and parallel to each other. This is a mudra believed to ignite wisdom and should be performed on both hands. So again, you're going to have the tip of your index finger and the tip of your thumb touching, and just rest them lightly on your legs or parallel to them, whichever feels most comfortable to you. Now the breath is going to be a little different than what you might typically be used to. You're going to breathe in 8 strokes through your nose and then 1 stroke out through your nose. So you're going to literally just in rhythm keep breathing inward, so to a count of 8, and then breathe outward to a count of 1. And if it's too much to do 8 at one time, you can do 4 strokes instead of 8. Okay, so we're going to start. I'll guide you through the first one. So again, we're sitting nice and straight, but a nice, comfortable, alert pose. I like to picture my spine just kind of rooted deep in the mud, and the rest of me just blossoming outwards like the lotus flower through the swamps and letting its beauty shine. We're just going to close our eyes. We're just going to bring this breath in through our nose. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and out. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and out. And just keep going a little bit longer for me, clearing your mind. This is going to help you rid any stress from the day. Let that stress melt right out of you. Good. Now, this is just something you can do at any point throughout the day. If you're feeling stressed out, you can go to the bathroom at work and just do something like this. It's really supposed to help you when you're in an environment where you feel that stress is a trigger for you. I don't know about you, but I already just feel a release from doing it myself. I just feel like I let any of that negative energy or things that don't serve me just out of me by doing that simple act. I mean, it was so simple. You breathe in through your nose and then out of it. And you were with that able to release so much tension within that was building up inside of you. And again, that was taught by Gabby Bernstein through Kundalini practice that was originated by Yogi Bhajan. And again, it's just something to remember that you can always return to this when you need to restore your inner strength. Okay, so with that, I want to bring on our beautiful guest of the evening. Like I said, her name is Kayla. And she is a spiritual life coach here in New York City. She launched her business with her best friend and her mom, Tracy. Together, they make up Tracy and Kayla. They have a blog together and are also launching an ebook for Mother's Day. Her approach is on the spiritual side, and she may be young, but she's been to hell and back and can help you move mountains. And she should know because she's done it more than once in her own life. Utilizing tools like meditation, manifestation, and learning how to dig deep at the bigger blocks that are holding you back in life, she brings you into the life that you love. So Kayla's an advocate for love and a spiritual light worker. A shift in perception is a miracle, as A Course in Miracles teaches us. Kayla's goal is to help you shift your perception and bust through the blocks that you have built up. She practices Kundalini yoga and has grown to listen and speak with her own intuition through her spirit. So with that, I would like to welcome Kayla to the show. Hi, Kayla. You're live on the air with us.
Hi, everybody. I'm so excited to be here.
Woo-hoo. Oh, yay. I'm so excited. Your energy is ecstatic. I love you. It's great.
I love that meditation, by the way. I can feel like the vibration off of everyone doing it together. It's so powerful.
Right? That was seriously what I was feeling. And it's you know, doing the show right now, like, you're kind of distracted because I'm like, oh, I'm multitasking. Like, I'm leading the show while also doing this. But yet at the same time, I couldn't help but just notice that vibration, like you said, that's the best way to put it. So I'm really glad that we started off that way. Yeah.
Yay.
So let's, yeah, I want to get right to it. So I, you know, told the listeners a little bit about you, how we met. And like I mentioned, you are young, and yet you've already developed a spiritual path, and there's been a lot of different things that have come at you in your life, and I'd love for you to just share with our listeners a little bit about what got you here. Why are you here now, and what were some of the things that came your way that either you felt at the time were holding you back, and you learned how to shift into a more peaceful and positive place?
Sure. So I feel like I've lived several lives here on this planet. I've just had so much experience. I've been through, like I said, hell and back. One of the things I feel when I speak with a lot of life coaches or spiritual coaches is that they come from a place of darkness, and that's kind of where my shift in my perception happened. One of the most profound moments of my life was in a very dark moment of my life. And I remember it being so powerful because in that moment, I chose that there was something more. And it's been a long journey. I grew up in California, and my mom took me to New York City because I've always wanted to go there. And I loved it, completely fell in love like you do with a romantic partner, just completely in love. And I remember sitting in Central Park with her and, like, turning to her and just felt this moment. And I told her, I belong here. Like, this is where I'm meant to be. And it was such a moment where I decided that this is where I was going to be. I didn't know how it was going to work. And I just have never felt that peace and felt at home. And if you had seen me in my life back in California, you would have been like, girl, you're crazy. Like, how are you going to pull this off, right? So literally a week later, I was out in New York. I got my feet wet in the modeling world. I was doing that for a while and just couldn't understand why I wasn't happy. Like, on the outside looking in, you would just assume that I had it all. I was so happy all the time. Life was great. And I just didn't have that happiness. I moved back out to California to kind of try to recalibrate what was going on and realized that I absolutely could not live without New York City, and went back on a hope and a prayer using meditation, you know, manifesting, all those tools, and landed a job on Wall Street, which was, you know, thrown into the ego and money and, you know, just very high pace, always stressed, and it really kind of led me to Kundalini yoga, just for the stress of it. And through there, it shifted. And I just, when you become aware of what's going on around you, you start to become aware of what isn't making you happy anymore. Then I began on this, like, happiness journey and found myself, here I am, spiritual life coach, and I couldn't be happier, you know? I couldn't be.
It's amazing. And there's a reoccurring theme, I feel, with the guests I have on where, and coaches in general, like you said, or anyone where you read their story and they have a shift. They were in this darkness and then something happened to them, or they, you know, just something showed up for them that made them see that they were more than this, that there had to be something else, that this couldn't be enough. This couldn't be it. I used to feel that way too. I used to feel like, you know, when I was little, I used to always, like, think in my head, I'm going to be independent and fabulous one day. And on paper, it looked like I was, but it wasn't how I thought it was going to be. And because it wasn't on my terms, it wasn't in the way that I was trying to live my dreams in alignment with what I thought society, you know, wanted me to do, as opposed to what my own heart wanted me to do. And I think once you can have that, again, awareness, like you said, that's when the things start to open up. And it doesn't mean, I think, too, it's always good to emphasize this, that doesn't mean all of a sudden it was sunshine and roses and, you know, rainbows were everywhere and there was, like, you know, a line of people dancing, like, behind me everywhere I went. You know, it's hard work. And I know that, you know, you probably felt that way, too. Like, even though once you kind of step into that awareness and you step into the lightness from the dark, it doesn't always mean that everything's automatically better. But it means that there's more meaning, if you will, and there's more purpose to be had, and things just start to open up in a whole new way, and you're willing to go through the things that are difficult because you know it's for the best. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I find so much that people, when they start to break into like mindfulness or awareness and being spiritual, they expect that everything's just going to fall into place and it's going to be perfect and now I'm going to be happy. And you can, but there's also work that goes into it. It's a deep part of being aware is looking at yourself and seeing those ugly parts with complete love and forgiveness. And that comes with a lot of work.
Yeah, you're totally right. I like that you're right, because it is. It's when you make that shift, you still have all that darkness still in you, and it's still all kind of lingering around. It doesn't mean it just goes away or you push it to the back of your mind. You actually have to deal with it, and the greatest way to deal with it is by showing it love, which, again, is easier said than done. When you don't like something, you're not going to all of a sudden embrace it and, you know, love it to death. So it's learning, in a way, how to fall in love with you.
Exactly. You know, I really liked that you touched on the lightness and the darkness, because most people feel that the lightness is something that they have to go search for, that they have to go find somewhere outside themselves. We have that light here. What we have around it that's blocking it sometimes are those blocks like, I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough, or I need to lose 10 pounds, or, you know, I don't know what I need to be happy. Once those are, you know, burst through, that's when the light shines through and overcomes that darkness.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. And I'm, you know, again, for our listeners, we were prepping last night and we were touching on it a little bit. And I was really happy when you brought that up. And you said, when you forgive the darkness, the lightness can really take off. And I thought that
Absolutely.
Was really beautiful, the way you phrased it. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a
and
common theme
again, realizing
in people.
That. Mm-hmm, exactly. And the darkness isn't going anywhere, and it never will, because it's always going to be a part of you. And you can't experience the joy of life if you haven't experienced the pain. And the universe provides us balance in a very interesting way, and you have to honor it, and you have to respect it. And that's kind of its way, that's your way of doing it, you know, acknowledging the dark and accepting it. And in turn, you get all the light and the love and the positivity that you could want.
Absolutely. Once I chose to embrace the darkness, that is truly when life started to change. And when you can find that forgiveness and when you can be gentle with your darkness and not hate it or try to, like, throw it in the corner and, like, yell names at it, when you're gentle, that's where the forgiveness can shine through.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's why spirituality in this sense and with coaching is becoming more popular. I think people are starting to realize, well, coaching is really great because it's a beautiful way to really look at what's going on in your life, what are the things you want to change, or where are there certain goals, and to have someone, you know, side by side with you, to create an agenda with you, to hold you accountable. All these things are really great. But I think with the spirituality element, you're able to take things a step further, and you're really able to start to get a little bit deeper and really start to get to know who you are on a whole new level. And I think once you're able to, again, fall in love with yourself, it's so much more empowering, and the things that you want to accomplish in your life are a little bit more easier because now you have a really great ally by your side, which is you. And so, I think that's why spirituality coaching is becoming more popular, and I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about why you think that might be or how it might be different than coaching as people know it today, or how you like to bring it into your own practice. Any of those choices.
sure. I definitely see a huge trend right now in spiritual coaching. I think one of the things that's maybe bringing it to light is that there is such powerful women right now, and men too, that are coming together, and it's like this force, and they're they're throwing pictures on Instagram of like, hey, here's my turban, here's my green juice, here's my yoga mat, you know, here's this. And it's becoming more socially accepted, whereas before maybe there was a block in people like, oh, I don't know what that is. That's like hooey-wooey, you know. But having it more accessible and really seeing the change in these people's lives, they're living it every day. This is not something where you just like, oh, I want to pick it up for a week. Like, you're living this, and you can see the results, and you see how happy these people are. And everyone wants to be happy, you know? You get to this point where you're like, yeah, if that's what I need to try, I'm going to try it. And then people find this new awareness inside that they never knew. You know, I think it's like waking up for the first time, taking that first breath.
Yes, that's the best way to put it. It is like reawakening. And there is a reason why when you look at individuals like this, that low to them, because literally they have they understand themselves. They have awoken into their own light. They have awoken into them. And because of that, it takes off all the layers of grime and grudge and, you know, just tension and doing the things that just don't serve us and treating our bodies in ways that aren't true to us. And, you know, I think health and wellness has taken such a shift in a really beautiful way, like you're saying, because I think before, you know, the days, now clearly they're still among us, but the days of Weight Watchers and doing these, you know, diets where you're putting fake products into your body to make you lose weight or taking diet pills or doing all these things, when we're getting more back to basics now. Have a green juice. Have, you know, a really great sweat at hot yoga. Sit down and meditate. And people don't realize that literally just sitting and meditating can help you lose weight, because once you learn to settle your mind, you don't look for the outer things that are making you gain weight. And so I think people are starting to notice that maybe the way we were doing things before weren't really true to us, and now we're finding the ways that are. And that's where the shift is coming from.
Absolutely. You know, when you bring up something like Weight Watchers and diets, things like that, they're more like a Band-Aid to something that you're trying to heal. Whereas, like, when you become very spiritual and aware and you have meditation, I mean, it literally heals you from the inside, because you're looking at what the real problem is, what really is holding you back, rather than just, oh, the calories. It's, I really don't have any self-worth for my body. And that's what you need to work on. That's what needs to shift.
Exactly. You're just hoping that maybe by, you know, losing those 10 pounds or, you know, getting your hair to look a certain way, that all of a sudden things will come magically into place. And in some ways, absolutely, you should take care of yourself. You should want to let yourself look good. It's just our approach is a little bit backwards. And that's where, you know, instead of going from the outside in, we want to go from the inside out.
Definitely, I love that. Everything starts from inside. Everything starts from the breath. You know, I love that you opened up with the meditation, because sometimes I feel, you know, after I've been meditating for a while, that that's truly the first breath that I've taken all day.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love that. I'm writing that down. No, it's true. You're so right.
It feels like it sometimes. You're just like, especially in New York City, there's like so much going on, so much. Like, you're just like running to like this meeting and that meeting, get there and you sit down and you like take this breath and you're just like,
right,
oh my God, have I been breathing all day or have I just been like running around? Like, it's insane.
Right. You're totally right. That's so true, because you're right. I've had so many moments like that where you don't realize it, but yeah, it's your first time breathing. So how can we make it so that it doesn't always feel that way, so that when we are existing and coexisting with our day-to-day lives and our routines, that we don't feel like when we actually take the time to sit down on the cushion, like that was our first breath. Like, what would you say to help kind of implement from that first moment we wake up?
Awesome. So in the morning, I always start with a meditation. It truly just sets the day. But even throughout the day, I mean, I'll take moments where, like you said earlier, you go into the bathroom and you just kind of have, like, a moment to yourself. Like, I will literally, I've had so many dance parties by myself alone in the bathroom, like, just, like, trying to get the energy high or trying to, like, release that if I'm feeling down. And it just shifts that energy in you and your vibration up. It just skyrockets. Trying to breathe, like, with an actual breath all day, a real breath, you're supposed to start bringing in through the belly and expanding the belly, and then the top. And then you let out through the top and then the belly. Just having real breath, like, a few times a day will help immensely.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. I like that. So it's same thing, you know, I think so many of us work at a desk and we find ourselves hunching and you know, that as soon as you notice yourself hunching over, what do? You sit up straight again. So same thing with your breathing. As soon as you notice maybe you're not focused really on your body anymore, or your mind, you're kind of just off somewhere else, to take it back and be like, am I really breathing right now? And then take some of those nice, deep yogic breaths.
Absolutely. And something I learned in Kundalini, it's a really fast rhythmic breath. And sometimes if I'm feeling just so much anxiety or stress or anything that you could be feeling throughout the day, it's in through your mouth, or sorry, in through your nose, out through your nose, really, really, really fast. So it's literally like over and over again. And doing that, if you do that for a minute straight and then take a deep breath in and out, you'll feel like you just woke up from the most amazing nap. You'll feel tingling sensations in your body. It's like a jolt of caffeine without the coffee.
Yes, I agree with you. And it's like a delicious, I don't know what I want to call it, but yeah, it's like a delicious moment that you can have with yourself.
For
lack of a better way to say it. But I'm like, you getting this word delicious. I don't know why. I guess it's like, I'm really savoring like this feeling, because I've done that as well, and I definitely remember the first time I did it, I was like, whoa, like, what is this? And I thought it was so amazing. And for our listeners, too, which I thought was pretty awesome and shows our synergy, Kayla and I were talking right before the show aired, and I was like, oh, I just had a dance party just to kind of get myself, like, in tune with the, you know, the energy for the show. And she's like, oh, I did the exact same thing. I was like,
it works. It really does.
Yeah, it does. It does. So I love it. And my regulars know how much I love having dance parties, and I love to go out and dance and go to festivals and all that good stuff. So it's always a beautiful part of getting your vibrations higher.
Absolutely.
So with that, we're going to take actually just a couple minutes break, just talk a little bit about the radio network, and then when we come back, we'll talk more about, you know, spirituality and coaching and how people can do more of these simple ways to bring it into their everyday life so that it starts to become more of a everyday thing and they can actually start to build their practice further and further as they go through it. So, as you guys know, you are listening to New You City Chat, which is within the Life Coach Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. It consists of one of three networks that were originated by our executive producer, Russ Perry, the Life Coach Radio Network, the International Life Coach Channel, and the Life Coach Chat Channel. And within all three networks, there's a show almost every single day. There is a huge archive of past shows now that you can listen to if you're not able to listen to anything live. And we have so many different topics, a variety of different coaches. You know, tonight we're focusing on spirituality, but, you know, we have coaches that focus on, and you know, on other kinds of transformations, on career, on, you know, relationships, so many different things. And it's a blessing that we have this platform, and we're really unique in that way that there aren't any other Life Coach Radio networks out there like this. So we're really not only able to put a really beautiful light on what coaching is and let you kind of find where coaching works for you and by listening to our different hosts and finding out more about it, but also just to be able to help you in general with what we know. So, like I said, we have a ton of different shows on the network every single day. Apologize, my list of shows just went out on me, but here we go. All right, so tomorrow at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, yes, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we have Exceeding Awesome with the Wise Girls. And the Wise Girls are Line Brunette from Your Sassy Social Life or Self, and Heather Pardon, and they are going to discuss this, that, and everything with their two unique perspectives designed to help you live a more fulfilling, fun, and free life. Caution, they shoot from the lip. at 1 o'clock on the same network you're listening to now. And then on Thursday, another show that's coming up is Walk Your Talk with Leanne and Crystal Lyons. It's time for some cowgirl logic. And that's going to be, they don't give a description, but it sounds really interesting to me. I would love to know what, oh, here we go. Just kidding. We have cowgirl logic. So basically, Leanne's guest is Crystal, and she was raised in southern Missouri, and she didn't come from a rodeo, but a rodeo was somehow in her blood. Though she had never been on the back of a bull in her life, she decided to enter a bull riding at an all-girl rodeo. And it was only supposed to be a one-time thing, but then before she knew it, she was simply hooked. It was in a big-time adrenaline rush. And just a few months and several bulls later, Crystal is now being hired by PRCA stock contractors to exhibition bulls at pro rodeos all over the U.S., as well as competing in the Women's Pro Rodeo Association. This is pretty fascinating. So she's going to bring, with all this, you know, experience she has now with riding bulls at the rodeo, her own cowgirl logic, and to show that you can do anything and that you really, you know, can encourage your own heart to begin living an adventure with God where he and you do incredible things together. Well, that sounds really wild and awesome. So, like I said, we have a huge variety of shows. When I was describing them, I did not think to talk about cowboys, and here you have it. So you never know what you're going to get. Again, I encourage you to explore all three of our channels and listen to our live shows or, as always, listen to our archives. And you can find out more information at www.lifecoachradionetworks.com. So with that, I'm going to bring Caleb back on the air with us, and we're going to continue our discussion. Again, if you'd like to call in, the number is 646-716-9397. And if you hit that little one, it'll prompt me to know that you want to talk, and I'll open up the lines for you. All right, Kayla, welcome back.
Hello, hello.
I am so happy with our discussion so far. I feel like we fit a lot in a short period of time. And touching on the whole thing we were talking about, just spirituality in general and how it's becoming more common in life coaching, and the reason why, because it's more than just hitting your surface-level goals. It's hitting your inner self things as well. Now, for some people, though, and I know even when we were talking, maybe they were thinking in their head, oh, like, what is this kundalini and this breathing? And it's kind of woo-woo. It's a little too new age for me. What would you say about that? Like, do you think that there is a stigma around this kind of thing, or that people just think, oh, it's just a trend and it will pass?
I honestly feel like there are so many more people that are being awakened that mm-hmm. you might not know kundalini yoga, but you definitely heard of yoga and you know of meditation. You've heard these words. Something I would say mm-hmm. to people about that is that it's kind of like running. You're not going to go run a marathon your first time, right? You're not going to know all the little packets you have to have at each little mile to keep your system going. You know, it's a practice. So for a beginner, you know, I would say, why don't you commit to trying to just sit and be quiet with yourself for just 2 minutes a day? Like something very simple. There's no hooey-wooey about it. It's just being quiet and just see how it feels. Try it on. If it feels good and you want to explore more, then dig a little deeper. But something that I believe in is that everyone's path is so different. Kundalini yoga does amazing things for my life, and it works for me. It fits for me. But for somebody else, there might be something else that works for them. And it truly is a journey and a path that's totally tailored to you personally. But the only way you're going to find it is by trying things here and there, being open-minded, trying to say, okay, you know what, I'm going to look and feel like an idiot, but I'm going to go try it. It never hurts.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's really important that you emphasize the fact that you just kind of have to play around with this. You can't just, you know, and I don't recommend anyone to, after listening to the show, sign up for a 3-month membership to do kundalini or, you know, any kind of activity for that matter, because you don't really know if it's going to fit with you. And if you have a bad experience or you feel turned off by it, it might offset you from trying anything new in the future. So you just want to take it slow. I mean, literally, all Kayla is suggesting is 2 minutes a day to focus on your breathing and try out a meditation and just be a little
Absolutely.
Bit more open-minded. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you're asking yourself the question, what is meditation, you know, dip mm-hmm. your toe, get a little wet. Like, if you're already questioning, like, that intuition inside of you is asking for something. It's time to listen to that inner voice.
That's a really great point. And I know something that you like to touch on, too, is that the universe also provides us with answers. So would you want to talk a little bit more about that, about using your intuition to ask questions and how the universe can reveal those answers to you?
Yes. So in A Course in Miracles, it teaches us that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And I am such a firm believer in this. Like, the second that you decide, all right, I want to learn more, it's amazing. You're going to walk by. You're going to see, like, a little flyer somewhere, or somebody's going to be randomly talking in conversation about meditation or yoga. Like, you're going to notice it, and that's your sign, and the universe is aligning with you. And you're going to find people that align on your path that can help you grow, and you'll find that community, because spirituality can become a lonely place for some people. It's new to them. Like, your friends that you have are on that same path, maybe at that same time. So, you know, it takes bravery, but there are people on the other side that are willing to connect with you and be there on that path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
I've had instances in my own life where I've asked for an answer and then asking the question, you know, like, all day. And then, I literally look down and I look at something, and it's been, like, sitting right in front of me, like, the whole time. I just didn't see it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've literally had things fall out in front of me. I've been on the subway, and this is actually really cool. I was in the subway one time, and I was asking this question in my head, and I looked down, and this man was holding his arm over this book, and literally, it was some author's name, but the only letters that were showing were N-O. It was literally telling me no. It was an answer. And I was just like, okay, fine. But you have to be aware and willing to see it, because it's always there. The universe always has your back. The answers are always within you. It's just getting in tune with your intuition and building up the practice of listening to yourself and hearing yourself, and then you'll be amazed. Like, the universe just talks all day.
I know. It's true.
It really does.
And it absolutely does. And it's listening all day long, too. You know?
Mm.
Not only is it, you know, answering, it's funny, because I think a lot of us will just continually ask questions constantly. But I think maybe we're asking the questions in the wrong way. So a lot of times we'll just kind of be like, well, when's it my turn? Or why not me? Or we're not getting clear enough. We're not being really specific. So, I always say, like, the universe has a lot going on. It definitely has our back. It's here for us. But it's here for everybody. So you really, you know, when you see someone that's really busy and doing their thing, you're not going to be vague with them, are you? You're not going to be just kind of like trying to shoot the shit with them, for lack of a better way to say it. No, you're going to say,
Absolutely.
Like, I realize you're really busy right now. Yeah, but this is what I
need.
I want
some time.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I think that, yeah, that's definitely what needs to happen when we're asking questions. So I think it's good to clarify that. And then stop asking the questions. Once you get really clear and you're like, this is what I, you know, this is what I want to know. This is where, and for me, sometimes I get to a point where when I'm in a really hard spot, I just kind of surrender almost. And I just say, you know what, at this point, I don't even know what to ask. I just know that I'm stuck, and I surrender myself to you. I surrender myself to my higher power, and I await for the answers. And then I just start looking. So that's, you know, you kind of have to play around and see what you really need in that moment. Maybe asking a question is too exhausting, and you just kind of have to let go and let the universe take care of you in that way. Or maybe you just need to be a little bit more clear and stop focusing so much on the questions. Ask a really great one and then look around.
Absolutely. It really comes down to trusting that the universe really does have your back too. You know, once you can send out that desire, send out that question or whatever's in your heart, the peace comes when you can let that go and then just trust and just be patient and just know. Like, when I type something into Google and I type my little question in or my little word, I'm not going to worry if the Google is going to pop up, right? It's always going to find something. You have to, like, go through sometimes, but the answer is always there. Sometimes it's in the first post. Sometimes you don't even have to click on the link, and sometimes you have to, like, read a few. But you never doubt that the answer is there. And that's where you kind of need to get, like, the point you need to get in when you're waiting for that answer.
I agree. And, you know, so us talking about all this, it reminds me, too, that, you know, our topic tonight is about spirituality. What does that mean for you and all these different things? And a lot of times it kind of gets muddled with religion, and people wonder, well, you know, everyone says, oh, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. Like, what does that really mean? Like, oh, I'm open-minded or whatnot. And for me, first of all, to back up my own personal opinion, I think religion or spirituality, whatever you want to call it, is a personal thing. You know, only you can understand your connection with a higher power or whatever it is that you believe, a God, anything really, or disbelief in a God or disbelief in a higher power, that you all have something. Everyone has their own connection in their own special way. And I've always felt a connection to something greater than me. I just didn't really understand how to tap into it. And I grew up Catholic, which in a lot of ways was really great, but there were a lot of things that just confused me. And because I think it wasn't really aligning with the connection that I was making to something that was higher than me. I didn't really understand why, well, some things were being told to me didn't feel the same way when I was connecting to what I knew as God. And it wasn't until literally, I would say over this past Christmas, I was sitting in church, and I never really felt the connection in the way that I felt everyone else did. And I was finally sitting there, and I honestly felt like it was the first time I actually heard, like, Jesus talk to me. And he was like, dude, I'm just the light worker. I'm just here to spread the message of love. And he's like, what you feel, what you've always felt when you think about your higher power, when you think about God, you think about love. And he's like, that's what I'm all about. And it just kind of shifted for me. And I was like, oh. I was like, it's not about all the rules. It's not all about the you can do this or you can do that. It's really just about the love. It's just about spreading the light, learning how to acknowledge the darkness and not saying that it's going to go away. It's learning that miracles are possible just as Jesus was able to make them happen, and so many other light workers, Buddha, whoever you want to say, angels, all of it, it's really just an expression of love, because at the end of the day, that's all we are. That's what we came from. And when I looked at it that way, it was almost like this relief. It was almost like I was like, ah, now I get it. Now I'm able to understand why people have religion, and I'm able to look at it in a more clear way and really have a more comfortable nature with my faith. So that all being said, that's just something I came to recently. I'd love to know, for you, when you think about spirituality, when you think about God, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
So I grew up very, very religious. And one of the things that I found freeing in spirituality and all this love and light is that it was not fear-based. And many of the times when we grow up with religion, there's a sense of fear that is used in order to keep you aligned with the religion. But spirituality, I mean, you can think of it as like marshmallows to your hot chocolate. I mean, you can add it to what you already believe in. And I've seen this in people where they had this aha moment that, oh, it's the same God. It's not two different people. It isn't choosing one or the other. It's truly what feels right for you. This can be added with any religion because it's not limiting. It's literally something greater than who you are for a greater purpose and love. And I really don't know any religion that doesn't fall under.
Exactly.
But I think
that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I think one of the blocks maybe against it is that people might feel like they have to give up their religion, and that's not the case either.
Yes, that's actually what I was going to ask you next. How can someone, because I think somebody thinks, you know, we have this all or nothing thinking, and so we think, well, either I'm going to be really spiritual and I'm going to, you know, kind of take that path, and I'm not going to be Jewish anymore, I'm not going to be this anymore. And again, it's not about this all or nothing thing. So how can someone that is, let's say, you know, in our example, like Catholic, be able to still keep their Catholic faith but still explore a spiritual side as well? What would you say to them if someone came to you as a client?
Absolutely. I mean, if you're Catholic, I would say to look at your view on God. It really is the same person. I know that I said that before, but being able to maybe, you know, with that religion, being able to combine both views and make it one. Because you don't want it to be or feel like, okay, I'm going to go do a meditation practice and now I'm going to go to church or mass. It literally needs to blend. And that comes from what resonates with you. If something doesn't feel right, don't do it. You know, that there is no right formula. There's no A plus B equals C. You know, spirituality is all about shifting inside it, from within out, just like you said. It's working on yourself and breaking through whatever is holding you back. And sometimes people find peace in the fact that they can combine the two, you know, that, oh, I can go to church and I can meditate, and they find peace in that, and then they find this peace in their lives that they didn't know that they could have, because there's no struggle or fight between the two. It's this harmony that happens.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, you're so right. That totally described what my experience was. That absolutely, you just hit the nail on the head. And I'm like, ah, that's why I really truly experienced peace in that moment once I made my peace with my religion. Not that I was even that angry with it to begin with. I think I was just confused in ways. I was confused why there was such separation until I realized there wasn't separation. And then it was like, and harmony is a beautiful way to say it too.
Yeah. And I think sometimes even spirituality can help your religion, because you can work through maybe those feelings of fear. And I can say that because I grew up religious, so I can definitely relate to the fear part, you know, that religion can carry. And understanding how to kind of work through that and break through that idea, then you can experience the love that the religion was initially intended for. Every religion was intended for love of a greater being and a greater purpose within each of us, so that we could live out to our full potential, whatever makes us happy. So spirituality is not going to break that. It can only help accentuate the feelings that it was meant to be for you.
Absolutely. I so agree with you. And it looks like, just side note, we had a caller. They just raised their hand and then they got dropped. Like, it looks like they hung up. So if you did call in and you wanted to speak with Kale and I, please do call back in, because we would love to chat with you. So again,
call
the number
back.
Is... I know, it's literally, like, I was just about to open up the line, and then they went away. So whoever you are, we love you. Please come back on the line. The number is 646-716-9397. There's another individual that looks like they're on as well, but they haven't hit one, so I'm assuming they are just listening to us and being mindful, and we love that too. So we have a little bit more time left in the show, so we would love for anyone else that would like to call in. Again, it's 646-716-9397. So please, we would love to have you come back.
Come back.
I know. Trying to pull her back in. So, okay. So that was something that I had wanted to talk to you about. I think another thing that we didn't talk about, well, we did a little bit, but it's about owning the process too. It's, you know, so when you start this, realizing that it's going to take time. When we transition into something, it's going to feel a little bit weird. We might even not feel exactly like ourselves. Like you also said, it may even feel lonely at times. It may feel like, you know, our friends maybe don't understand, or we have no one that we feel like we can relate to. And so throughout this process, we really want to connect to the idea that knowing that our universe has a higher power, or I'm sorry, has our higher power has our back, and that we have our own self-love. But sometimes in the beginning, maybe that's not enough, or maybe when you're feeling lonely, or not really understanding how this process is going to turn out for you, what advice would you give to someone that's feeling like they're lacking the community while they go through this transformation?
Absolutely. So I can remember when I first made – oh, is she back?
Well, we have someone that's – well, I just want to say we have someone that's back on the line, so hang tight. In the meantime, I do want you to answer this question, and then we'll get to our listener that is back on the line. Sound good?
Great, absolutely.
Okay.
So it can be a lonely process, but one thing that I found is that after I started and then felt lonely and tried to go back to my life without it, it felt so wrong. And then when I went back to my spiritual practice, and I truly showed up, and I truly was like, I'm here, show me what you got. People will show up. You know, you and I met on Instagram. Social media is an amazing tool if you really utilize it. And the great thing about this is that there are so many people that are, you probably don't even know, that are into awareness and into spirituality, and just starting conversation with people, you'd be amazed at how many people do it without mentioning anything.
Yes, you're so right. And it's really just remembering that the right people will show up. Just be patient and put yourself out there, willing. And I think platforms like Instagram let you kind of open yourself up, and you can be a little bit anonymous at the same time if you're afraid or whatever. But don't fear the loneliness. Just embrace it and let other people come to help fill it. And in turn, you fill their loneliness perhaps as well. So with that, I'm going to open up the line. I do see we had a caller come back in. Is someone on with us?
I am on with you.
Hi.
Is this person from San Francisco?
This is Christy from San Francisco. I just want to say I am a huge, huge fan, and I apologize for dropping the call. That wasn't anything on your end. That was my one-year-old hanging up on you. So I apologize.
No worries. We're so happy you called in. Do you have any – all right, so clearly I know Christy personally. She is my true best friend and someone that always helps me shine my light. And honestly, I wouldn't be in this seat if it wasn't for her. So
you flatter me.
You know.
So, well, the feelings are incredibly mutual on this end. We've been kindred spirits since the day we met and love everything you're doing and think the show is fantastic and usually get to listen live, but not. There's not always that guarantee. So I was thrilled that I was able to listen live and just really connected with today's show and have always connected with all your previous shows, Danielle. You really just are doing such an incredible job in helping so many people out there. We're just, so many of us are so grateful for you and everything that you're doing and just really encourage you to keep going because it's just incredible work you're doing for so many people. So keep that up. But I did have a question for you guys. So basically, I too consider myself a really spiritual person, and I've always felt that way ever since a kid. And one of my biggest connections to nature is nature. Sorry, my biggest connection to spirituality is nature, and Danielle's always known that about me. But just, you know, would love to get, you know, both of your opinions on, you know, when, and I'm sure you guys being on the East Coast can really feel this, just when the weather has shifted, and I know, thank goodness, we're back into spring and back in this time where we have more light and are able to be out in nature more and weather permitting. But, you know, what do you both recommend for people whose spirituality is very connected to nature and being outside in nature, and then when you're not able to do that, whether it's weather or just busyness or life getting in your way, and then you feel that spirituality slipping, what do you guys recommend to kind of ignite it or tap back into it or bring it into your daily life when you aren't able to go on a hike every day, say?
Yeah, that's such a great question. I think so many people can relate to it. Kayla, would you like to start?
Sure. I think one thing that resonates with me is I love water. So I love the ocean. I love rain. I will run outside in the rain just because it's so refreshing. And I don't know, it's magical. But when I do meditations, I will maybe listen to water or I'll picture water. And you can even just try to meditate that you're in nature. I know winter is a really rough time for people that are outdoorsy and they want to be, you know, warm. You'd be surprised how much breath can really help. Breathing, there are certain techniques, and I'd be more than happy to share those with you offline too.
Great,
that
thank you.
Can really awaken that part in you. And, you know, it can help warm you up inside, and it kind of releases that endorphin in your body that you need when you're outside.
Yeah.
And you literally can do it with the breath.
That's incredible. That's great, because I do feel like, you know, even just today, I mean, I hate to say this to you guys who are on the East Coast. I mean, it was 80 degrees outside, and I got to just sit just out in the park in the sun, and I just instantly was able to relax and meditate and tap into that. So I think, yeah, a breathing technique could probably, just like you were saying, kind of ignite that same heat, for lack of a better word. I mean, I physically mm-hmm. was warmed to my soul from the sun, so I think the breathing, that's a fabulous suggestion, could really be something that could, you know, connect me when I'm not able to sit in a park in the sun.
That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, so that was a really great way to put it. I love the idea of using your breath to warm yourself up. And I actually, you know, it's so funny that you were like, I visualize nature, because that's exactly what I do, is I visualize the sun. And I'm a Leo rising Leo with my moon in Leo, so I have a lot of sun energy within me. I have a lot of fire energy. And so mm-hmm. I know that I definitely feel depleted as well from the winter. So when she said she pictured the water, which, Kayla, by the way, what's your sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
Ah, so you're a water sign.
Yes.
Makes sense. Yes, yeah. And they're very spiritual as well. Okay, so that's beautiful. So same for her. She pictures the water. For me, I picture the sun, and it really does, it gives me that feeling of hope and that feeling of this.
Mm-hmm.
Christy, you're the one who told me this when I was kind of in a dark place. This too shall pass.
Yeah.
When I picture the sun, when I feel that warmth within me, I can remember, this too shall pass. You shall see the sun again. This is,
oh,
you know,
I like
this darkness.
That. Yeah.
Is here, you know? And also, something else that I like to do is leave myself a little reminders. I think, like, Yogi Tea is great for that, the little tea tags.
Mm-hmm.
If you find
mm-hmm.
ones that resonate mm-hmm. with you, leave, you know, they're so tiny. You can put one on your desk at work, put one on your you know, dashboard, on your mirror when you're brushing your teeth, and it can give you that little trigger of, oh, maybe in this, and you can make it be a trigger for whatever you want it to be, you know, to do like a certain breath work, or just to think a certain thought, or just whatever it is that kind of can help you bring you back to the present moment.
Yeah, no,
those kind of.
It's interesting that you say that, Danielle, because that is, that technique is what I actually do on my students, and they haven't figured out it's me yet. I go into the bathroom, and I tape, like, the Post-it notes. Remember that Post-it note thing that was, like, really popular 4 years ago? Well, I still do it. I'm sure they're on to me. But it's interesting that I'm willing to do that for my students, but not willing to just – it's so simple to do something like that, you know, for myself. So I think – that's a really good idea to just, you know, something like the Yogi Tea, but, you know, rip that tag off and put it as a reminder, you know, wherever I look the most, I think is a really helpful suggestion, because I do know it just takes these little tweaks, but it's just a matter of incorporating them. And I know that, like, with my meditative practice, you know, I can sometimes get stagnant, especially in the winter when I'm meditating in the same place and using the same, you know, images. And so I think I like that you both are picturing, you know, natural elements that you connect to. And so I think I feel very connected to all of them. I tend to kind of, whatever my mood is, tap into all of them, but I always need to be on, like, a ground. I can't meditate on the bed. And maybe, Danielle, you can speak to this, because I'm Taurus, so I'm someone who's mm-hmm. earth and needs to be grounded. So I can't be on a pillow. I need to, like, physically feel, like, the ground. So that's something, maybe I can pull that element into it, mm-hmm. too, to kind of get me back into nature when I can't be, you know, when I'm sitting on a carpet, you know, in my bedroom or wherever I am, you know, meditating.
Another idea,
for sure,
is when I like to just fake it till you make it. Pretend it's sunny and warm outside. People, when it's sunny and warm, act a different way. So sometimes I'll just be like, you know what, I'm just going to walk and, like, smile at somebody and say, oh, good morning, like, hi. Like, I talk to random people all the time. People think I'm nuts. And, you know, just, like, smiling and interacting. When you have that interaction with other people, you really will be amazed, too, at the warmth that you feel from within.
Great. Well, thank you so much, ladies. This was quite helpful. And Kayla, it was very nice to hear your show and, you know, be on the show today. And Danielle, as always, it's amazing listening to you. So thank you for another amazing show. And thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
Of course. Thanks.
Okay.
Much love
to
hang
you
up
guys.
On our show. And... All right.
Okay.
So much love.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Oh, she's so sweet. And oh, thank you so much for calling in and all your kind words and so much love. Like I said, she has given me so much love and just light throughout the years and has always been by my side. And I can't, there's nothing I really can say that.
That's beautiful.
Can, yeah, it's just, it's so much. And I just, like I said, I know I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her being part of my world too. And thank you for calling in also to ask that awesome question. I think, Kayla, you gave some awesome answers. And I think she realized, too, even just talking out with us, she got some answers on her own, too, that might work. And that's a thing to think about, too, when you're kind of stuck in something. Like spiritual coaches are really great because they can give you some insight and ideas, but they can also talk it out with you, and you can come up with your own ways. And just, again, knowing, I think, what Christy came to, too, is just freshening things up a little bit. And changing up your style. So once you find a meditative practice that works, that doesn't mean you're going to be doing it forever. Like I started doing meditation with the Shambhala tradition. I still incorporate it into my practice, but I've moved on to Kundalini, which I enjoy right now because that just seems to work best for me. And I think because I needed to freshen things up. Would you agree
Absolutely.
To that, Kayla?
Yeah, that's one of the main core beliefs that a spiritual coach has, is that all of the answers really do lie within you. So our job in spiritual coaching is to have you come to that realization on your own, and we'll hold that space for you. And that truly is where change starts as well, when you can kind of weed through what's holding you back from that aha moment. And when you have that, because you will, you have all of the answers, it's amazing.
It absolutely is. You couldn't say it better. It's honestly, it's so true. It's some of the most important things we can learn in life is not only having awareness of ourselves and just really having that understanding when you are lost or you are stuck, that the answers are within. You don't have to ask a million people. You don't have to read a ton of books. Sure, they will help bring the answers to light, to the surface, but at the end of the day, really understand that it's you, and it's always you. And it's just, it's a beautiful part of life. And so knowing that and accepting that is really going to get you ahead and really going to serve you in such a beautiful way. And we're over the hour, which is fine. But because our show has been so jam-packed, and it was funny, we were talking before and we're like, we're going to have no issue filling the space. And of course we surpassed that, which is totally amazing and totally great. There's no wrong when it comes to my show. So I would love for you to leave any final words or anything else you have to say. And please do also let our listeners know how they can get in contact with you and anything else that you might have coming up.
Sure. So you can find me on Instagram at @BKaylaLove. I'm on Twitter @KaylaHines_. You can also find me through my website, which I share a unique coaching experience with my mom, who is amazing, and love working with her. We're at www.tracyandkayla.com. We're both accepting new clients. I just really want to leave you with honoring your own journey. You know, all of us are on a different place and we're on a different part of our path. And when you look up to certain people, don't be like, oh, my gosh, that's so far away, or, oh, my gosh, I've got so much to do. Just honor where you're at. Be gentle with yourself. You know, when you can love yourself and forgive any part of you, it's truly where the change lies. And know that there are people here for you. You will find your community. You'll find that, I guess, whatever combination of things work for you. And really, when you're ready, the teacher will appear, I promise you.
Oh, I absolutely adore it. Thank you so much. I mean, that's such a beautiful message to leave us all with, and it's clearly there's so much truth to it. I already feel lighter just hearing it, and it's been so amazing to have you on tonight to realize how much our relationship has progressed from just, you know, one of us started it, liking a photo on on the internet, to being able to have you here with me live on
it's
the air.
Amazing.
And yeah, it's just, it's such a beautiful thing, and it just shows you that you never know who's going to come your way or what they have to teach you or what you have to teach them. And it's just, I just love the synergy of this world in that way. So I just want to say thank you to you and for taking the time and just being so open and having such a big heart and being so full of love.
Well, thank you. And thank you to everybody who listened. And just remember, just love.
Yay, I love it. I love it. So thank you so much and have a great night, Kayla. We have to get together sometime soon then.
Yes, definitely. Green juice.
Yes, love it. Will happen. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight to listen to Kayla and I and to explore the subject matter. And I really hope it's inspired you in some way. If anything you take from it is, you know, learning how to take a real breath when you're having a stressful moment, then it would be worth it to me. And I know that it'd be worth it to her as well. And we have, you know, what we were talking about, this whole idea of spiritual coaching is becoming more popular. And I've kind of had this term now of light workers, which you've heard us mention. It's, you know, individuals that really feel compassion and feel that they have a calling and that, you know, I believe that all of our callings in our life are connected to our purpose. So our purpose in life is to just simply love. And our calling is how we reflect that love. And for individuals like myself, like Kayla, like so many others in this world, we believe that our calling is to ignite other people's purpose, to really let them see the love lies within them. And that's where the light work comes in. It's the idea of being able to be, Gabby Bernstein actually said this to me best. I went to, again, a workshop over the summer, and I didn't actually quite understand what she meant until a couple months later. So again, it goes to show you that you may, the student or the teacher will appear when the student is ready. Well, I was there and the teacher was there, but I wasn't quite ready to get her message until a little bit later. But life will show you when you're ready to. And she said that light workers are like lighthouses. We always stand solid. We always know our truth. And no matter what, we always shine the light. And people who are meant to see us will see us. And they will be able to be guided to us. And I definitely feel connected to that with my message, with my purpose, or I'm sorry, with my calling that ignites my purpose. And it's so amazing to have this community of people that believe in the light, believe that we have darkness and lightness in us, and they're both just so beautiful. And I can't say enough how grateful I am for that community and to be a part of it and to have us share our message. So, and just, you know, of course, like I said, thank you, because you're here right now listening, and your energy is magnetic. I feel it. I feel the positivity. I felt the shift throughout the show, and it's incredible. So, and also thank you to our Instagram community that's listening. We love you. We think you're so fabulous, and just, you know, thank you always for all your beautiful, kind comments and your support. It keeps me going. Honestly, I don't think my coaching and my purpose, or I'm sorry, my calling would be shifted in a way that it has been if it wasn't for it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And if anyone wants to get in touch with me, my website is newyoucitycoaching.com. On Instagram, I'm New You City. Twitter, New You City. Facebook, you can find me as New You City Coach. I'm everywhere when it comes to social media, just like the light. So please feel free to reach out to me in any regard. I haven't set the date just yet, but I'm having a music and meditation session coming up soon where I'm going to integrate my love of music and dance with meditation, and I think it's going to be a really, really fun class, and that'll be here in New York City. So I'll have that posted soon. I'd love to see you there and in other events in the future. So with that, I'm going to close tonight's show. Again, thank you so much for listening. Please remember, you have all the love you need within you. And remember that your light is truly visible, and people ignite when they see yours. So don't be afraid to show your light. Don't be afraid to be who you are. Don't be afraid to live your truth. Just love yourself and life will love you back. So with that, everyone have a really, really blessed day, and I can't wait to have you on the next show. So keep dreaming and stay open to the possibilities. Oh, and I'm going to leave you with a beautiful, beautiful Kundalini song that we always play at the end of class called Long Time Sun. Okay, good night, everyone.